I had lived the life I wanted to live. It was all for me, and that I lost my way in that.
Michael Belk remembers very well the point in time when he realized his desperate need for God. Hi, I'm Mark Gothier, and on today's Making Your Life Count, Michael recalls the details of that night.
I guess it was when I recognized that I'd probably kind of hit the bottom because, I learned that God can't do much with us if we're self-sufficient. If we think we can do it, if we think we can get out, He'll say, okay, go for it. It's when we reach that point where we recognize there is no alternative. I cannot get out of this by myself. I can't fix this problem. And that you have to surrender. And it was at that time that He paid me a visit, not in a dark abyss, but in the dark abyss of my life, in my bedroom. And I can't tell you that I saw God that night, but I can surely tell you that the presence of God was in my room that night.
Michael says it was this encounter with God that changed everything.
Here was God, and He was saying, so what now, Michael? What are we going to do with this? Got a mess here. I remember Him saying, you want to keep going your way, or would you like to give mine a try? I had lived the life I wanted to live. It was all for me. And then I lost my way in that. And I remember saying, I don't know what your way is, but it's got to be better than the mess I'm in. I'd like to give it a try.
No matter how dark things seem in your life, God is there for you. He offers hope and light. Simply cry out to Him. For more ideas on prayer, go to CRU.org. That's CRU.org.